Change podcast. My name is Shaifana Maganda, and I'm here to introduce to you a topic on Earth Symphony. This simply means navigating climate change. So I would love that team from Navisosa Meteorological Center to introduce itself. Hello, everyone. My name is Marjorie Dora, and I'm the director of NMC.
Hey, guys. My name is Daniela Gies, and I'm the president of NMC.
Hi everyone, my name is Ashaba Faith and I'm a vice president.
Hello, my name is Zahina Vanessa and I'm the general secretary and NMC.
So I have heard of the increase in temperatures that are taking place around. This is threatening many of the people in the world and they are wondering what to do. What exactly is that?
Oh, you know, that name kind of sounds foreign to so many people. But actually, it's happening, and it just means increased rainfall in the area. So El Nino and this increased temperature is due to what we call climate change.
Climate change? Have I heard of that term before? What exactly is climate change?
Well, climate change in my own land, I would refer to it to be when our temperature rises, the temperature in the atmosphere, then we all die. In other words, I'm referring to the temperature shifts and the weather shifts. And they have been there for a long time, with some of the causes being natural, and their impact being barely felt. But of recent, since man has been dying to develop through the establishment of factories, establishment of malls, man has reached a point where even food, which you can grow and is so full of nutrients in the garden, has to go through a factory before someone actually eats it. They are not even realizing how harmful this is to them, but all they want is to develop. So they keep setting up more and more industries. So one of the natural causes, like I had mentioned before, of climate change is volcanic eruptions. So volcanic eruptions, when they occur, magma comes out of the Earth's surface onto the surface as lava. And then when it comes out, it gives off heat, it gives off light, but it also gives off smoke. This smoke contains a gas that we call sulfur oxide. So this gas is a greenhouse gas and it's very harmful to the atmosphere. It's called a greenhouse gas because it's a heat trapping gas. It traps heat from the sun and it re-emits it to the earth. And it also absorbs the heat that the earth emits back into the atmosphere, making the temperature gradually increase. This is what we call the global greenhouse effect. Since volcanic eruptions are rare, their effect on the rise of temperature on Earth is almost negligible, with them contributing to about 1% of the effect by only increasing the temperature by about, let's say, 0.5 degrees Celsius, leaving the 99% of the 99% to human activities to contribute.
According to your report, you are telling me that climate change has been caused by natural causes. Are there any other artificial causes?
Yes, there are artificial causes, and by artificial we mean by man. Man has greatly contributed to climate change today, and as said by my colleague, the natural factors have basically contributed 1% of the climate change. The whole 99% is contributed by man, and by man we mean us. There are very many things that man has done and keeps on increasing the temperatures of the earth, and some of these include, one, the generation of fossil fuels, like using fossil fuels like coal. So when these fuels are burned to produce electricity that powers your buildings that you use to cook, fumes are released during this whole electricity production. And the more the production continues, these fumes continue to accumulate in the air. And the more the toxic fumes accumulate, like nitrous oxide, carbon dioxide, methane, they will trap this heat and re-emit it back into the earth, leading to the general warming of the earth, which is simply termed as global warming, which is basically a simple other definition for climate change. Then, activities of generation of electricity, we have one, transport. Many Ugandans today have cars and motorcycles, Your parents have cars, your sisters, your uncles, even the world at large, because we're all trying to develop into the 21st century era, and we're living the bicycle era alone. So these cars also have a disadvantage in a way that the fuel that is put into these cars, like petrol and diesel, is burnt down within the car to produce electricity to move these cars and motorcycles. And the more this happens, exhaust fumes are released from the pipes of these cars, and they continue to accumulate in the atmosphere. And this transport generally contributes to one of the greatest percentages of exhaust fumes in the air, because a vast majority of people around the world and in Uganda was. So the more the gases in the atmosphere, the more heat is trapped and emitted back onto the earth, and yeah, this whole global warming process takes place. And
so you have talked of one of the major causes being generation, electricity and power. Are there any other artificial causes
for climate change? Yes, there are. There's a term called deforestation, which refers to the massive cutting down of trees at a large scale. Many Ugandans and very many people in the world today cut down their trees to build houses, to construct roads, to build their schools, hospitals, and everything else. But when these trees are cut down, there will be no measure to absorb them a lot of carbon dioxide in the air, whereby trees use this carbon dioxide through a process called photosynthesis, and oxygen is released. So when there are no trees, there will be no material or no measure to come and absorb all this carbon dioxide within the air, and then this will lead to accumulation of all the greenhouse gases.
If we continue living such a lifestyle, how will this affect us? Like, what are some of the effects of climate change?
Effects of climate change. There are very many effects of climate change. So for better understanding of the effects, I believe I'll mention an effect and then try to elaborate more about it. So the first effect, we have rising temperatures. Average global temperatures are increasing, leading to heat waves and changes in weather patterns. This can result in more frequent and weather events, e.g. hurricanes, droughts, floods, and wildfires. So the other effect, we have changing precipitation patterns. This will result in more frequent and severe droughts in some regions, while increased rainfall in other regions. So for the increased rainfall, I think we can use Masaka, because basically right now Masaka is facing a very high problem, too much rainfall. So the side effect, we have impact on ecosystems. Climate change can disrupt ecosystems, affecting plants and animals. Some species may be forced to move, while others may just get extinct. This can lead to shifts in the ecosystem. So the other effect we have threats in agriculture. The change in precipitation, temperatures, and extreme weather events can affect agriculture production. Some regions may experience reduced crop yields, increased pests and diseases due to shifts in suitable growing conditions. And then last, we have the socio-economic distributions. And this can lead to reduction in existing social and economic inequalities, leading to displacement of communities, loss of livelihoods, and increased competition for resources.
Thank you so much. How serious are these effects? Like, what are some of the places in our country, or rather the world at large, that have been affected by climate change? Let's hear this from Madame Vanessa.
So we've heard about how the temperatures are rising. According to New Vision, the temperatures in Uganda at large have been observed to be increasing at a rate of 0.28 degrees Celsius per decade, with the average temperatures increasing by 13 degrees Celsius, the minimum by 0.5 to 1.2 degrees Celsius, and the maximum by 0.6 to 0.9 degrees Celsius. Guys, that's a lot of increase in temperature. It has also been observed that southwestern Uganda is the fastest warming region in Uganda at 0.30 degrees Celsius per decade. And if this isn't stopped, the region will very soon become unsuitable for coffee and dairy production. And the region might as well start experiencing frequent droughts. Wikipedia also says that the ice fields at the Rwenzori region shrunk from 6.5 square kilometers to more than 1 square kilometer between 1906 and 2003, which has caused floods in the area, and these floods killed many people, destroyed property, killed animals, and so on. All because of the recent temperatures caused by climate change, which is mostly contributed to by the human activities that have been mentioned. Besides that, the world at large is facing temperature rises from 1.08 to 1.76 degrees Celsius. So basically, the major climate change effect at the moment is the temperature rise.
As the NMC from the Kusa Girl School, what are some of the ways that you have come about with that can help solve this problem of climate change? Let's hear this from Madame Jerry.
Everyone can contribute to reduction in climate change. Take a walk each morning, like instead of using cars to go to work, take a walk. So save energy and reduce only what you consume. This too can help in reduction in climate change. The other thing is invest in and promote the use of renewable energy resources to reduce dependency on fossil fuels and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. This can be by using solar and maybe wind power. Yeah. So implement energy efficient technologies and practices in industries, transportation and building to reduce overall energy consumption and decrease carbon emissions. Yeah. So the other thing is reforestation and afforestation. Implement large scale implement large forests, and that can help to take in the carbon dioxide that's produced due to industrialization. And lastly, waste management. Let's dump the rubbish in the dustbins, and yeah, instead of using polythene covers, I believe we can use paper bags, or we can actually even recycle the polythene. So yeah, that's what I have to say about the solutions on how to solve climate change. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Madam. So, I personally have a question for Madam President. What would you think of the future of climate change?
I believe that if people don't try to follow up with the solutions that Madame Doreen gave us, we are going to have no earth soon. With the temperatures increasing and the effects that we had, at some point the earth is going to completely die out, with all the species of earth being extinct, including human beings. I'm sure everyone would love to live in a world that's healthy, love for your kids to be alive. How would your kids be alive if you're not there? If you continue contributing to climate change, then you're not going to have a world anymore. So please, we are imploring to each and every one of you out there, please try and contribute to anti-climate change.
And also to add on to the president of the NMC club, very many people out there know that climate change will never end. For example, yesterday I passed by a young student in our school and I asked her the question, what do you think of climate change? What tense do you think climate change is in? And she said, future never-ending tense. And she even knows that climate change will never end, because even her herself knows these things will never come to an end and shall always suffer. So say Mother Earth, use paper bags instead of polythenes. Please plant trees, reduce on the cutting down of trees. Please use electric cars to reduce green gas emissions into the air so as to save the earth. The earth is really heating up and shall all die soon. Just because the people in the world are not finding the effect, because they're not the ones being affected, and like those who are facing floods and landslides are the ones who actually know the effect. So please save the earth if you do not want that to be.
Thank you so much, Madam President and Vice President. I would love to give a brief summary of the future of climate change. The future of climate change is uncertain, as Madam Vice President said, and it depends on the collective actions of individuals, governments, and businesses that are gonna be implemented. The extent at which global society can reduce greenhouse gas emissions play a crucial role in determining the future of climate change. addressing climate change requires a multidimensional and collaborative approach. The implementation of sustainable practices, renewable energy adoption, and increase in cooperation are critical. So I would love to urge you all, as the whole society, the whole country, and the world at large, to take the message that has been said by the Nagusa Meteorological Center, put it into action. Thank you so much for tuning in to Work with Change podcast. I still remain Sherifa Namaganda, your one and only.
World that we're living in, people keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends, not respecting each other, deny thy brother, a war's going on, but the reason's undercover, the truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug, if you never know truth, then you never know love, what's the love, y'all, come on,
I don't know,
where's the truth, y'all, come on,
I don't know,
where's the love, y'all,
people killing, people dying, children hurt, and crying, when you practice what you preach, would you turn the other cheek?